Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon and good morning to the delegation. Thank you very much indeed for all of the responses provided based on the questions we put yesterday. I have three questions basically to conclude this round. My apologies on the first question, but I would like to have further clarification on the operations carried out. I understand, and I've read a great deal of information on the operations to inform about the regularization process and to facilitate this regularization, as has been highlighted to us by the Director General on Migration, to provide necessary information so that those in an irregular situation can receive that information. I understand there are many operations in place to achieve that aim. Now, based on the information I've read and the responses given, I would like to seek two points of clarification. Firstly, I thought I'd understood that when those operations take place in areas close to the border but within the Bolivian territory, it would appear that they are operations aimed at a type of transfer from people at those border areas to prevent entry. But those people were already or are already in Bolivia, in Desaguadero, for example, in the road to Desaguadero-Toraqui. I think that's the main road of access to Peru, but it's Bolivian territory. So in those areas, what happens to the people in those operations? Are they redirected to the other side of the border quite simply, or is there an administrative procedure in place for those who are already on Bolivian territory? If that is the case, I'd like to see clarification on whether, let's say, there are children. Is the operation exactly the same, or do you have another type of mechanism or measures taken which would be different? Now, let's say, do those people, are they directed by car somewhere else with the purposes of being regularized, or are they brought to the other side of the border? And in that same vein, I have noted statements made by authorities on operations aimed at bringing people to the other side of the border from which they entered. But it would appear to happen in border areas or the city of El Alto, but that's not on the border, for instance. It's close to La Paz. The operations take place there, and are those people then directly brought to where they entered Bolivian territory sometime before that? It's not something that happens when they enter the country, so I wanted to seek clarification about that point, about those people being redirected. Why do these operations take place? Why don't you follow this procedure in terms of information provided and regularization? And all of this procedure that you have in law with respect to compulsory exits, appeals being brought, you explained all of that to us. So I want to have clarification there, please. And a final question on operations, which is related to what I was asking yesterday. And that's the message that's being sent out to society in those operations. So there's a police presence, migration officials, and I was reading one of the declarations made during this operations, official information, which says that we are working to achieve a safe Bolivia. We're going to carry out migration operations, migration checks. That's a question I'm asking. Why is migration associated with a lack of safety or lack of security among society? It would appear to be read as a message which indirectly might be conveyed in such a way as that society would think that these people are a risk to security. Why am I asking these clarifications? Because Bolivia has a human rights based law. You've made a lot of declarations on the right to migrate with very high standards in those regard on the recognition of the rights of migrants. And I've noted statements being made, for example, with respect to the protection of Bolivians residing in Argentina. So I'm quite struck by those aspects, and I'd like to see clarification. Another two brief additional questions. The costs of migration, the costs of the procedures, is there a body that covers the costs? I know that you have a regularization body, you have a commission on fines, but when it comes to regularization and joint procedures, people who are in a situation of poverty, vulnerability, are they exempt on particular grounds, given that they are vulnerable and given that the fact that they cannot bear those costs? And this really is to achieve the objective of your policy. And on unaccompanied minors, I would like to know whether the Ombudsman's Office has some type of guardianship mechanism in place when it identifies unaccompanied minors who are vulnerable. I'd also like to ask about the asylum office in Santa Cruz. Apparently it closed down some time ago. We have information about that. I'd like to see clarification whether that is the case and if the only place where applications can be filed is in La Paz, or do you have many parts of the country where migrants in Bolivia can request asylum?